Sit and clap. Sit and clap.
Why do you always say sit and clap? I never know what that means.
Oh, it means that you'd go on the sit and clap.
Ah.
Okay, anyway.
Okay. The magic of the movies.
The glitz thrill of the cinema.
The thrill of the cinema.
The smell of the popcorn.
The ch-ch-ch-ch of the projector.
We don't have projectors anymore, it's digital.
Yeah, but even, and also you don't hear that during the movie usually. The
welcome to the Oscars special of the Advanced Analytics
podcast. No.
No.
Wow, I can't believe I did that. I was so keen to do the introduction for once that I just broke own rule.
You're not responsible for doing it.
Well, too late. Welcome to Advanced Analytics. If you don't like that,
you don't like NBA basketball. We've already said on the podcast that there will be Oscars chat. Coming up in the show, there will also be Magic Mayhem, a very controversial segment that a lot of people hate. We've got some chat about New Zealand basketball, a shout-out, and a few actual stats. And by that, I mean mainly mean win-loss records. But what are you doing examining your microphone?
I was just looking at it.
Just keep it up your mouth, ready to talk at all times.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, it's time for the Week in Review.
Week in Review.
I've written down here on my sheet, believe it or not, I prepped for this. I've written down Kevin Love Mental House.
Mental House?
I was just supposed to write Kevin Love Mental Health.
Oh.
But it sounds like I've forget. He's in the loony bin.
Yeah.
What a crazy man. Now, good on Kevin Love for writing a letter on whatever shitty players write their own letters website, Players Tribune, to detail his panic attacks. Which, from a human perspective, is just great to have like someone share their feelings like that.
Yeah.
But also, not even feelings. I don't want to make it sound all flowery and stuff like that. Just to share like some honest views. But also, from a Basel standpoint, it helps clarify what's going on with the Cavs and stuff like that. Because, you know, they have weird times and weird stuff going on. And he'd been missing mysteriously a few times. And this helps explain it a little bit, which is good.
What I haven't read the article.
He left a game, the 10th game of the season against the Atlanta Hawks. Because he's having a panic attack.
Right.
Have you ever had a panic attack before?
No, I don't think so.
I think once I came close, I was just really just asking you just to set up for me talking about myself more. I think once when I moved up to Auckland, I was doing an audition for the Jono project. And it was kind of like, you know, when you're a student, especially you don't sleep much and stuff like that. So maybe I hadn't slept much. And I was sleeping in this crappy hotel downtown. And I just couldn't get that they'd put me up in to do an audition. And I was just so stressed out that I couldn't get the song, Britney Spears song, Piece of Me, out of my head.
It's a good song.
And it was, I literally woke up in the night with the nightmares of Piece of Me. America, you're going to make me have a flash dream, flashback.
You want a piece of me.
You want a piece of me. I miss American dream since I was 17. Don't matter if I step on the scene or walk a van from a limousine. Still gonna put pictures of my dearie in the magazine.
The
you want a piece of me. You want a piece of me.
You have a real knack for just taking the melody out of the song.
Sucking it right
and turning
out.
Turning it into like a chant. doesn't it go, I miss American dreams since I was 17.
Don't matter. See how I'm doing the melody and you're going weird.
I tried to show and then you just did your weird chant over there.
No, I was good. I was talented. All right. We're going to be positive on this podcast. I just remember it was haunting me so much. I woke up having a nightmare of the song and that guy going, He sounds so gay. He's like, you want a piece of me?
Yeah.
Kind of like that. And he's in there. And that guy drove me crazy. And I went insane. I couldn't listen to that song afterwards. Like, it like triggered me. And that happens to me with songs sometimes. I get triggered by that crappy song by... I love this band back in the day, No Doubt. But good Lord, like her new music. Gwen Stefani. You know that one where she's like...
Yeah, I heard one of her new songs. Never,
never, never get better. Never, 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 never. You don't know that song?
What?
No need to get jealous.
That's never,
never, never, never jealous. No need to catch fails.
Well,
yeah, that one.
That's not Gwen Stefani. She wasn't involved in that song at
all. Is that not Gwen Stefani?
No.
Is that a different... Can I just apologize to Gwen Stefani?
That's like Calvin Harris. Katy Perry is the woman.
Is that Katy Perry? Oh,
and Big Sean and Pharrell.
Oh, my. All those people need to be killed. I think Pharrell needs to be killed.
No.
His Adidas collaborations and I realize that's quite a hot take. And Katy Perry definitely needs to be killed. Like, that is. I'm not even a Katy Perry hater. I like Teenage Dream, great song. A lot of great songs in there.
Can I just go on record and say that Advanced Analytics as a podcast does not advocate the death penalty?
I'm doubling down. This is my personal opinion, not the view of the podcast. Maybe the view of the podcast, because I'm 50% of it. And like, what percentage do I own of it? I definitely want Pharrell and Katy Perry murdered. And also anyone else who makes like songs for animated movies. And I know it'd be hard to turn down that money, but Justin Timberlake too. Especially, do you see what Justin Timberlake wore at the Super Bowl? I know this is a few days old, but I just saw a photo of it. He wore terrible Jordan 3s that were I love Jordan 3s, but the Justin Timberlake makeup is terrible, and I can't believe people are trying to buy it. He wore a camo suit,
mm-hmm.
and the shirt under it had a picture of like some cowboys or something.
Yeah.
Shocking. I feel
like it's part of his charm. He always wears some awful
A camo
clothes.
Suit.
Yeah.
Boo.
Yeah.
Boo. I'm sure that'll cut him deeply. What we're talking about? Mental health. I've been criticized about the podcast for going off topic, and we always do it like straight away. So I went into a deep hole there, but I feel like I need to say about
Who
this person
need
to be murdered. Just various punters on the street. Andrew?
Ah, okay.
Shout out to Andrew.
Well, no shout out to Andrew. He was criticizing Clip of the Week. He was saying
Clip of the Week.
Yeah, he was
Wasn't
saying
good.
It's not good when you can't see the clips. Yeah. But, and I was saying...
I'd say that's a pretty valid criticism.
No, I'm saying no one else is doing it. That's our original segment that I invented. And we're the only podcast.
We are. I bet other podcasts kind of do it.
Doing video clips.
No, that's not true. I listen to How This Get Made, and they play video clips for the live audience all the time that they just go, sorry, if you're at home, you can't see it.
Ah, yeah.
So you're on there. This was Kevin Love's coming out about his mental health is great, I think, for everyone involved.
Yeah, but let's not.
And DeMar DeRozan as well.
Yeah, DeMar DeRozan is the catalyst.
The original. He kind of jumped on that grind.
DeMar DeRozan in recent times has jumped up in my rankings of favorite players.
Yeah, he's a lovable guy.
Yeah, I really like him. I watched a few videos and stuff. And get this, his birthday, the 7th of August, is my birthday, the 7th of August. And get this, he's like never drunk, like alcohol.
Oh, wow.
Like, which is the same as me.
Yeah.
And
kaha.
Yeah,
that's enough. That's enough reason. You don't need any more reasons, mate. Yeah. That's a lot of great reasons. He's from Compton, which is cool.
Yeah, he's good at basketball. He's from Compton.
Why was,
I like his demeanor.
Why is Kendrick Lamar not jealous of him? He's jealous
of Aaron
Flo. I was
thinking about
that
the other day. Well, I don't think they went to school together, for one. They didn't.
Oh, did he literally go to school with Aaron Aflalo?
Yeah, he was. That's like the whole verse. I think that's one of the best, like...
basketball raps.
Yeah, but I even just love that. Even as just some of the best raps ever, that song. So good. Do you know, I once... Like, this is back in maybe 2012, 2013.
Good year.
I started writing a remix of that song, which I will now perform for you if I remember it. I used to be jealous of Stephen Adams. No, I'm currently jealous of Stephen Adams. He ballin' like Adams. 5 minutes ago, I heard him singing We Are the Champions. By the time you hear this song, he will be Where Amazing Happens. And that's amazing. I just played him in Kilburnie.
Yeah.
In a couple years, a couple million dollars he'll be earning. That's all I can remember.
That was dope.
But I remember I wrote...
You're referencing the time you played Stephen Adams at basketball.
I played him multiple times, but this was one morning when I went out to Kilburnie.
Shout out to Kilburnie.
For an early morning, just like fun kind of training session thing.
Mm.
And he was there. And we played... we broke into small teams of like 3-on-3 or something. And we just played like mini games to like... 2 baskets or something, and then you ran off the court.
Yeah,
and his team dominated. And
not surprising.
Afterwards, he walked around singing "We Are the Champions."
Yeah, dope legend. But we kind of thought he was a bit of a dick at that point, and not that smart. But it turns out he's a real cool guy and that real smart.
I didn't think he was a dick.
I reckon you've got you're like rewriting the past now that we know he's a good guy.
No.
He's very smart.
I didn't think he was a dick at all. I liked him even then.
Okay.
And even before then, I remember there was one time at a tournament, like a rep tournament, and he was playing for Wellington, I think, at this particular one. Although I played him when he played for Porirua as well. But he was playing for Wellington, I think. This was quite young. Well, not that young. But and I was standing there with a guy from my team, Michael Carina, who went on to play for the Tall Blacks. And he knew... Steve because they played on a New Zealand team together, I think.
Yeah.
And I just remember him talking to him being like, hey, Steve. And I just I remember standing there listening to these two giants have a weird
chat. Is that what you remember? That you remember listening to him have a chat?
Yeah.
Okay. Good times. I've said on the podcast before how every time I see him in New Zealand, I give him a handshake and tell him I'm proud of him for some weird reason. Like, all of New Zealand's proud of you, bro. I'm like, why am I saying this? Just because I get starstruck. Okay,
here's another one. Once I was playing for like the under 19 Nelson team.
Yeah.
And I was like quite young. I was like one of the youngest.
I can't believe you're doubling down. I just said that story just to try and get out of your last pass.
One of the youngest members on the team.
Yeah.
And he was playing for Porirua.
This better be
and
good.
And I've never been a shooter in basketball.
Yeah.
I subbed on.
You got a very awkward shot. You're like Sean Marion.
And I just splashed two threes.
Did you win?
I honestly can't remember.
I'd say that would be a loss.
I honestly.
So on Stephen Adams, is he on the court at the time?
He was on the court.
Was he at high school level like that? Was he dominant?
I never played his high school team because.
Oh, no. At under 19 level?
No, I don't think so. I definitely wouldn't say he stood out as being.
He grew into it.
An NBA player. The thing is, he hadn't actually been playing for very long at that
yeah,
time.
Yeah, that's the other, that's a big
and,
factor.
Yeah.
He's probably 17. Well, good on DeMar DeRozan. Good on Kevin Love for speaking out about it. It is amazing that it goes to show like how fickle things like depression are. And he suffered from a young child. But the fact for DeMar DeRozan, like he would have been a high school star, a college star, a NBA star. He's got unlimited money. He's got fame. He's got everything he wants. He's had personal issues and stuff like that, but on paper he's nailing life, he's on top of the world, and the fact that these guys still suffer from these problems, it shows how like tricky they can really be. So good on them.
I just want to also say DeMar DeRozan went to Compton High School, which is not the school Kendrick Lamar and
what do you go to,
Aaron
Rose
Carlo
Grants?
Went to no they went to we went there.
We went there.
It was like Centennial High School.
Centennial.
Yeah,
and we
in
got
Compton.
I took a photo of Paul. We were driving in a white convertible that I had. I took a photo of Paul outside Kendrick Lamar's high school. And as cars were driving past, they were beeping at us. And I was just terrified. The whole time I was like, we're going to get shot. We're going to get shot. We're going to get shot. Partly because of the reputation. And partly because it is like, it reminds me of that part of America. It's just so poor. It's quite interesting, but they were really friendly people and they're tooting at me, but I was afraid for my life and wanted to get in the car and lock the doors as quickly as possible.
I was not nervous, just to go on record.
I've been to Compton multiple times and there's no scarier place than I've been than a Church's Chicken, which is another Kendrick Lamar reference in Compton. It's terrifying. They got plate glass windows. Everyone in there, I just remember, admittedly it was the middle of the day, like on a work day, but like everyone in there was a bit bung. But I can imagine if you go into Burger King in New Zealand on a work day, it'd be similarly weird.
If you're a Kendrick Lamar fan and you're in LA, you got to go to Compton though. I remember it was cool. Like, so you're driving along Rosecrans. Like, so Good Kid, Mad City, I think is one of the best rap albums of all time.
Oh, wow. And, huge call.
And
not.
And he'll be like, and then you'll see the Church's Chicken next to Luda's Park. And
so what he talks
he's
about.
He's literally like, park it in front of Luda's next to that church. No. Oh, I can't do it right now, but
man, you've frozen up.
I have. Park it in front of Luda's next to that church's chicken. I think that's it.
All right. Well, you nailed it. You're saying one line, not even getting the next rhyme bit as well.
Well, the next bit's got some swear words.
So oh, yeah, that's always a problem, eh? What was the song I was trying to sing the other day, but I just couldn't because I was trying to do Dave Chappelle's stand-up and there's too many N-words for me to get through.
Yeah.
Let's get into some actual analytics. Runs and standings. There's been crazy shit going on here, and I want to test you a little bit.
Yeah.
On teams. I mean, I know you're following the NBA, but I was actually surprised by like how teams are going.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to test you. How do you think the Spurs are going?
Bad.
Bad.
They're falling down the rankings.
2-8, and they've got a real tough schedule coming out. They've got like all the best teams over and over again in both Eastern and Western Conference.
Yeah.
They're like in risk of not making the playoffs.
Yeah.
They're like fourth or fifth in the standings right now, but they could drop like a stone.
I predict Kawhi's going to come back real soon.
Mm. And guess who's the third seed in the West.
Portland Trailblazers?
Yeah, you nailed it. They're an 8-game win streak.
Someone told me that last night.
Damian Lillard has been averaging 35.4 points in his last 10 games. It was higher than that, But he's balling out. Mm. I didn't realize that James, because I kind of thought the days of crazy scoring as well. I didn't realize James Harden's averaging 31. That's pretty good. Yeah. He's going for the MVP, obviously.
The West is crazy tight, though, right? Like the difference between third and like 10th is like not a lot. Eh?
Yeah. Rockets have won 16 games in a row.
Yeah.
We watched them beat Boston. They've got a few big games coming. Boston's Bucks and Raptors. But besides that, pretty.
Up, though, yeah, I reckon.
Boston has messed up, but it'll be interesting to see how they go against Bucks and Raptors, because I reckon while Houston's a legit contender and threat to the Warriors, I still don't believe in them.
Yeah, I have no faith either. Someone the other day was like certain they were going to upset the Warriors, and I...
They've definitely got the given themselves a chance and looking good, but yeah, we'll believe it when we see it.
What else? Test me some more. I'm 2 from 2.
Cavs?
Not going great.
Heading down. I just wrote Cavs down. I don't actually know. I think they're on a...
So after everyone was like, they've solved all their problems, though.
Yeah, they haven't solved their problems.
Although I've got Larry Nance on my fantasy team, and he, the other day in the first half, had like quite a crazy double-double, like points and rebounds. Like, you know, he had like 18 points, 12 rebounds or something in the first half. He's balling out.
Memphis Grizzlies.
Haven't won in... 2018, I think maybe.
They've lost 14 in a row. Their tank has been clinical.
Yeah, well,
they're the worst team in the league. They're the worst team. It's amazing.
Yeah, so...
What are the Hawks doing?
Also the...
What are the Suns doing?
No, the league needs to look into it.
They are. They call it the Bulls. I know. And I was like, the Bulls are doing well compared to these guys.
I know, that's what I'm saying. You need to look at the Grizzlies. Because it's crazy.
Yeah. Okay,
I think they do have a bunch of random off-brand players playing. But
speaking of bad tanks, I actually don't know if the Lakers have their pick this year, but the Lakers went on a 5-game winning streak for some bizarre reason.
Yeah, the Lakers are making a push.
They might be like the Nets where they don't even have their pick, but I thought they had their pick.
Big game tomorrow, Lakers Magic. Excited for that.
Oh god, we'll get to Magic Mayhem shortly, or very shortly. Pistons.
They're kind of struggling.
Lost 3.
Yeah, I watched them lose the other day to can't remember who.
Good chat. Pelicans.
Good. They're on a winning streak.
9-game win streak. Anthony Davis is balling out. They're looking better than when they had Boogie. I mean, it's a shame they don't have Boogie, but like right now they've come together like more balanced team.
One thing I haven't understood this year.
Yeah.
Nico Mirotic for the Bulls.
Nikola, yeah.
Yeah, but you can shorten it to Nico.
Okay. Are you personal friends with him? Didn't think so.
No. He seems good.
Yeah.
And I don't know why.
That's why the Bulls got rid of him.
Why?
To tank.
Yeah, but like, he's not that old, I don't think.
Yeah, you're right. He's probably on the same trajectory as the young players like, they've got.
He came back and the Bulls like got good.
Yeah.
And like... And then they got rid of him. And anyway, I mean, I haven't really seen him play, to be honest.
Yeah.
But on paper, he seems good to me.
There's a good chance, you research it for 2 seconds, there's a good chance that his salary is going to be big next year.
Yeah.
But they got rid of him.
But I just think that the Pelicans, I won't say they're better now, but they kind of are better now.
Yeah. But it'd be good to see them because Anthony Davis is, I think they're up to fourth. Yeah, that's crazy, right? Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, they're close to being ninth as well.
I was shocked at how low Utah was, because they've been like on
Utah
such a
sucks.
Tier. What?
Utah sucks.
Nah.
They do
kind of
suck.
That's fair.
They've been ravaged by injuries, but they do kind of suck.
No, but also they went on such a tier.
Yeah.
And but they're still, I thought they'd be in the top 8 currently.
Don't have that Australian Gumby dude in your team.
Joe Ingles.
He's shooting good threes, but...
Yeah, no, he's great. Mate, what are you talking about?
Jazz suck.
I think
everyone thinks they're good and they seem good and they've got a bright future, but they've got to have that big lanky French freak stay on the court. And,
yeah, he's back now though.
Do you know who looks exactly the same? Donovan Mitchell and Markelle Fultz. I almost can't tell them apart if I flick between
not
them.
Not even close. Markelle Fultz is weirdly like kind of, no offense to him, but he's kind of like chubby in the face.
Yeah, and same with Donovan Mitchell. Nah, they look the same.
I disagree.
They got the same haircut. Maybe it's the haircut that's similar.
But
I thought we're
speaking about...
name two players that look closer together than Donovan Mitchell and Markelle Fultz.
Marcus Morris, Markeith Morris.
You win.
No.
Very good.
No. I'll go properly. Which two players look the same in the NBA? Man.
Maybe who players with like the same haircut. I'll tell you who
aren't brothers.
There's a few guys that look the same because they've got like guys with the long dreads, like Damari Carroll and
Jay Crowder.
Jay Crowder, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's kind of true. Actually.
If you have the same haircut as another guy, you're going to look similar. Sure, this guy looks like Kyle Korver. There used to be anyway. There's Kyle Korver and then there's...
Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, yeah. No, maybe not. Yeah, Ashton Kutcher. What's Ashton Kutcher up to these days, I wonder? See, filming some terrible
shit.
There's definitely some.
I've thought of it before, but I just can't. I just can't anymore.
That's the end of the runs and standing section. I want to talk briefly about James Harden, like destroying NBA Twitter and NBA Reddit by making Wiz Johnson fall over.
Yeah.
By crossing him up. It wasn't even that great a move.
No. It didn't seem that much like he crossed him up. He kind of pushed him a bit. I don't like
when... just step back.
Yeah, but I don't like when people always are just like ankle breaker, and it's more often than not them just pushing them over. And it's like that one.
I don't think he pushed them over. I just think Wiz Johnson just sometimes in defense you just F up and you just effed up and fell over. Like there's this weird. It's like in football, everyone's real excited about nutmegs when you kick it through someone's legs. And in basketball, someone falling over is like the biggest atrocity. It was great that Harden made the shot.
Weirdly licked his lips before shooting it.
It lit up the NBA.
Did you see that?
I much preferred Kemba Walker's one. Kemba Walker genuinely crossed the dude up, but just missed the jump shot, so it wasn't quite as good. But genuinely made a guy like wobbly in the legs.
Yeah.
That Harden one just didn't impress me at all, but it lit up the NBA. All right. Oh, more interesting about that when that Harden shot happened. More interesting was that they were up 31-7. I mean, what was the Clippers doing? Like, call a timeout or something?
Yeah.
The Clippers actually fought back in that game. It shouldn't be so critical. Shout out to Sam Rosenberg in the bath. Took a photo listening to the podcast. Thought I should do that. At Sam Rosie on Twitter.
Shout out to him.
Bloody appreciate it. And you know what time it is, Paul?
It's time to find out where Thabo Sefolosha is. Play the sting.
Well, he sneaks around the world from Istanbul to Oklahoma, saving ladies who would drown in scoring hoops and getting steals. With that solid on-ball defense, better hope this man ain't on ya. Tell me,
where in the world is Thabo Sefolosha?
I didn't think that was what the time it was.
So today, I follow him on Instagram. I was trying to find it just then.
I was following Thabo Sefolosha on Instagram.
I was trying to find it, but his name isn't Thabo Sefolosha, so I don't actually know what to search. But he's...
What do you mean his name? Oh, he's got a different... he's anonymous.
No, he's not anonymous, but just like he's used like some weird nickname.
Yeah.
I think his username is actually the city he's from in Sweden. I think he's actually Swiss.
What?
This is a fun fact about Thabo Sefolosha.
It is a very unusual name, but I think he's
Thabo's. Swiss.
Yeah.
And I think he's from a town where Nestle is from.
If Nestle.
Yeah, but yeah, Vive, Switzerland. And it's where the Nestle headquarters still are. It's on a big lake.
They kind of racist towards Switzerland. Is that a bad thing? Give us back that Nazi gold, you bastards.
What?
Sorry.
Wait, they got Nazi gold.
I don't know, mate. Who did 9/11? No one knows.
I know. It was George Bush.
Mate, I'm doing some investigations to Flat Earthers, by the way. So good. Someone should interview Kyrie Irving properly about it. Flat Earthers believe that the world is surrounded by an ice shelf and guarded by NASA guards, so you can't go off the edge of the ice shelf.
That's cool. I'm into that. I'm on board. But Thabo Sefolosha... He recently tweeted about how when Jay Crowder got traded to the Jazz, he tweeted, "Crazy to think I played with Jay's dad, Corey, in the French first division in the early 2000s.
It's amazing.
That's pretty crazy he's played with dad and son.
That is really cool.
He also, on Instagram today, he's back with the team on the road. I think he's been injured for a while, but... But that was quite big news.
So where in the world is Thabo Sefolosha?
He was on the road. I don't know. Where. I mean,
the whole point of the segment is that you know where he is.
He's in Indiana, I think.
You're just taking a real stab there, aren't you?
No, because they're playing them tomorrow. But I wonder if he was in Orlando because they played the Magic yesterday. But he also, after the school shooting in Florida, he shared his thoughts. He said, I send all my prayers and condolences to the victims and their families in Florida. I grew up in Switzerland where gun control legislation is very strict, and I can assure you that the system is working. People really die from gun wounds. Hard to understand why it is such debate in the US to change things, because the system clearly doesn't work.
Preach. That was well written.
Yeah, and you tried interrupting it.
Well, it wasn't worth reading out. What about your Denver Nuggets fact? Are you going to share that with us?
About them winning?
You've forgotten about your Denver Nuggets fact.
No, I'm just double checking. I should. Why don't you just do some talking while...
No, I've already done the research, you dumb F.
So
Paul will say interesting stuff to me when we're watching NBA games, and I'll go write that down and say it on the podcast.
No, I know what you're talking about, but I just don't have the numbers, the current numbers.
And that's why I'm saying bring it to the podcast.
Here's what's crazy. The Nuggets are a team I really rate, and I think they could be one of the next like contenders.
Yeah,
I think they're. Yeah. I think they've got one of the highest ceilings. But they've been slightly disappointing this year, because while their record isn't terrible, they're currently in 8th place, 35-29. Their road record is bad.
Yeah.
And they...
Because they're a classic Denver team that just wins at home.
Wins at home due to the high altitude. What are the numbers, guys?
So your Denver fact was that Denver's way, way better at home, which doesn't seem right, because they're like built around Jokic and they are a team that like doesn't seem to run and gun that much, but maybe they do because they use the high altitude. They're 24-9 at home and 11-20 on the road.
That's crazy.
But no, it's not that crazy. Minnesota is not much different.
Right.
Maybe Minnesota's a little bit of altitude. It's kind of a mountain cold place.
Kind of is.
They're 25-7 at home, so even better. But 13-21 on the road. So it's not that crazy. It's the same for young teams. It like takes a while for teams to learn how to win on the road, which is weird, because I always thought when I played basketball, it was easier on the road because you had no distractions and just like stayed in a motel with your friends and just thought about basketball the whole time.
Yeah.
But you also stayed up doing some chat at night, and that really affected the team. Maybe that's what the NBA players do. They chat into each other at night.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you know the All Blacks room together? That's crazy, eh? So in the NBA, I'm sure every player gets their own room. The New Zealand rugby team, they share rooms. How crazy is that?
Yeah, it's quite crazy.
And it's like the buddy system, so they can look after each other. So it's like senior player, junior player.
Yeah, but it's just like there'll just be two of them in one room.
There's crazy stories about like the Franks brothers, like big meathead props, legends. I don't mean to call them meatheads, but that's what they're famous for, just like lifting weights and stuff. And Corey Jane would talk about like how he'd get home from wherever he was, dinner or whatever, and one of the Franks brothers would just be in the room just bench pressing the hotel beds and stuff like that, using the sink in the bathroom to mix up like all the protein shakes and stuff like that. 24/7. Time for Magic Mayhem.
It's that time, right about that time, for the stars to roll on out.
Beyond ball! I'm gonna sit down. Beyond ball!
I play for the Orlando Magic.
I used to be jealous of Mary to follow.
You're taking every game personal?
I'm about to
sit down.
Wow! That is pure magic. Pure magic.
Well, there's a long silence.
What to say?
Well, I got optimistic about them a few weeks ago because I was like, tank time, baby. They're heading the right direction. That was quite a positive spin. And then now their tank hasn't even been that great.
Yeah. Well, they're...
They're around about the bottom.
They're...
Don't win games, Magic. Please don't.
It's tough. In my position right now, it's tough.
Why?
Because... winning games does hurt the tank.
Yeah.
Losing games hurts your soul. Yeah.
Hurts the spirit of this beautiful tank.
Yeah, yeah. So it's really hard.
Do you
want to see them play well, but you kind of want to see them lose games.
You definitely want to see them lose games.
No, well,
did you see that clip of Donovan? They're the only team not represented at the All-Star game. That's bleak. Hey, do you see Donovan Mitchell almost light them up for the Player of the Year? He crossed up Aaron Gordon, basically made him fall over, lost him, and then drove and just tried to rack it on someone. It was unbelievable play, just like Mr. Dunk.
It's so good to see Jonathan Isaac back. I love that guy so much. I mean, there's not a whole lot to...
You reckon Jonathan Isaac's bringing them the W's?
Yeah, I really rate him. Like, I think statistics, like you look at his stats and you'll be like, you know, this is not that impressive. I think he's on a minutes restriction at the moment.
Mm.
But you know, he doesn't score a lot, but his defense is awesome. Everyone on Magic Reddit talks about it, and it's so obvious. Like there was a couple of close games recently where he was there in the clutch, and he made clutch defensive plays, like against Detroit, which it was a game they won. It was a great game.
Yeah.
Detroit, they only had half a second to get a shot up, so they probably weren't going to get much anyway. But like they couldn't even get a shot up because he just tipped the inbounds pass and the clock started.
That's nice.
And so like the ball didn't even get to Blake Griffin in time. And then he did it again in a different game. I can't even remember anymore. But yeah, that game was crazy because shout out to... So I give Nick Vucevic a lot of flack, and I know you told me not to mention him on the podcast.
Yeah, should not be named.
But he was...
Terrible.
He was doing all he could to tank that game. He had a chance to win the game.
I'm putting him on my list of people who should be shot.
He had a chance to put us up by four. He had a layup, and instead he kicked it out, and we missed a three. And instead he could have laid it up, and we would have been up four. And then we missed a three, and they threw it to a guy who then got a layup to tie the game.
On the other team, on the Pistons. Yes. Yeah.
And then, so game tied, it was like, oh, well, we still got 8 seconds. We inbound to him. He fakes a handoff. He drives. He slowly falls over to the ground, loses the ball.
Yeah.
And gives them a chance to win.
Players who choke up bad in the clutch, it's just, it's so obvious. Falling over is a real sign of, it's too much for you, the situation. Because it doesn't happen very frequently in normal play, but towards the end of the game on bad teams like the Magic, it does all the time. They just lay down and die.
Shout out Evan Fournier. He's been hitting some clutch threes.
F off. Okay, that's enough Magic talk. I can't handle talking about them anymore. Breakers. We went to see the Breakers, New Zealand basketball team, on the Monday. Lose the second game of a 3-game series to lose 2-0 against Melbourne United.
What a game, though.
I just wanted to talk about how awesome basketball in Australia has become. Like, it's gone from being depressing to absolutely thrilling. It's the best atmosphere in New Zealand sport outside Tongan rugby league games, where, you know, 6,000 fans inside Spark Arena is genuinely quite exhilarating, and they can do more next year. They've just changed their ownership. Quite thrilling.
We should
down
talk
here
about the change of ownership, because one of the part owners...
It's former NBA.
Sean Marion.
Oh, yeah,
the
that's
Matrix.
Weird. Oh, that's effing weird.
Go on his Instagram, and he posted a video a few days ago wishing them luck from poolside. And yeah, it's awesome. And the other guy, Matt Walsh, is it?
He
was also ex NBA.
In EuroLeague, yeah.
He was sitting behind us at the game.
And weirdly, Barstool Sports, the podcast network of slightly sexist dudes, is also part ownership as well. It's real weird, the ownership group.
I don't know about that.
But it's exciting for the Breakers to go to the next level.
Mm. Also, Matt Walsh played high school basketball with Pitbull.
Wow. That's the kind of analytics we want on the podcast, that's for sure.
That's deep. I mean, I just read it on his Wikipedia. Anyone could find that.
No, that's deep. Well, who's going on Matt Walsh's Wikipedia?
Exactly. Only me.
Only
I
you.
Do the digging.
That's what's good. But it's exciting for the future. The other thing that's vaguely NBA related, just to tie it back to the theme of this shitty podcast, is that they're offering $100,000 to high school players who want to come here before they get into the NBA.
That's really cool.
But the interesting thing is that they've had a few, there's a player from the Thunder, one of their draft
Terrence
picks.
Terrence Ferguson.
Who played in Adelaide last year.
Yeah.
And they don't actually contribute much to the Australian teams. That's the weird thing. Like, they can only be like a kind of sixth or seventh man. Because they're playing against men, and the Adelaide's trying to, they're the defending champions. Like, he's only scored 4 points a game. Yeah. So what I've discovered after a bit of a deep dive is what's in it, because I'm like, what's in it for the Australian League to get these young guys? I was like, besides building a bit of hype, like if you could have like a high draft pick playing in Australia.
Mm.
The reason for it being is they develop the player and then the player gets drafted and the NBA team that drafts them actually has to buy them out. I think I could be wrong, but I think Terrence Ferguson, the Oklahoma City Thunder, had to pay Adelaide like $600,000. So if they only invested $150,000 in him or whatever, means that they get a profit there.
Yeah.
Football styles. It's quite cool. Wow. So the Australian League, which is getting its shit together finally, offers $100,000 to every team and an extra roster spot to take on a young American player. Surely Adam Silver has to respond to this, because that's some cheeky ass shit right there.
Yeah, that is cheeky. Classic Aussie ingenuity, mate.
I was going to say they should just get rid of the age limit and just let them draft players right out of high school. But then I was like, what's to stop them then? They'll go, why are they forcing them to be in the corrupt high school system? Why don't they draft players when they're like 14? So it is like a real difficult situation that Adam Silver's
in. I think someone came out today, maybe Steve Kerr, and said...
if you don't get drafted, you got to go to college.
Yeah, because I think that's a crazy rule.
Yeah, it's pathetic.
Whoa.
No, I think it's a weird thing to say now.
Yeah.
But like, I thought pathetic was a good word.
Pathetic.
The NCAA's just word. Shambles.
Yeah.
Like stupid rules like that. Like that's like you're tainted.
Why don't we... because March Madness is coming up. Who's your favourite college team? Do you have one?
Oh, I used to pretend to like Kansas, but they got too good. I want a team with a cool uniform, a good history, a good stadium.
Yeah.
I've tried... You also, as I said, with a sports team, you want to pick a team of a place you want to visit.
Yeah.
And I realised that most of the places that have good college teams are horrific places.
Yeah.
So I'd probably lean towards UCLA or USC, just because I like going
to. Yeah, that's cool.
And I don't like any of the New York teams.
I have a UCLA hoodie. I've traditionally supported... Well, actually, way back in the day, I supported the Florida Gators because of...
Florida.
Florida. Shout out Orlando Magic. Shout out Florida. But
then you support the Florida State Seminoles.
No.
Because of that guy, Winston Jameson or whatever.
No, Jameis Winston. But that is where Jonathan Isaac, current rookie for the Magic, he played for the Seminoles. I don't know how many years ago now, 2018, probably 8 years ago, I jumped over to the Indiana Hoosiers, and they've been... kind of struggling
a little bit. They're going terrible.
But
they need to change their warm-ups. Like, I know it's tradition, but you can't wear red and white striped pants.
No, those are great.
Unless you're in a barbershop, got it. They've got a good logo, though. Good stadium. Yeah, all right. They're all right. College basketball sucks.
March Madness, man. I love it. And we'll be talking about it on here a little bit. So
I feel like because there's so much pressure on young players... The incentive for coaches, because it's like win or go home, they just play really conservatively, and that kind of frustrates me. So I enjoy it when it's a close game and they're forced to really go for it. But generally, teams just play... like it rewards a team that plays a boring style of basketball, in my opinion.
I love
the
how...
The real thrilling college players don't normally make it all the way.
We've got to do brackets as well.
Got to do brackets.
Got to do a bracket. My bracket last year, I think... was going so well, and then just near the end, it just went disaster.
Busted
big time.
Well, that's what happens once you get a few wrong. Anyway, Oscars special. We've done no Oscars chat. We're almost out of time.
Oh, man. I forgot it was the Oscars special.
Did you watch the Oscars?
Yeah.
Have you seen Shape of Water?
Yeah.
You're looking at me like I'm an idiot. I haven't seen Shape of Water. It looks weird. A woman kissing a fish? That's not okay.
He's a fish man.
A fish man. Gross.
If
you came home and go, oh, here's my girlfriend, it's a fish lady, I'd be like... That's not that cool.
Yeah, well, that's discrimination.
Against fish ladies.
Yeah.
Are you currently dating a fish lady?
I might be. I wouldn't tell you because you're bloody racist.
Fishophobic.
Yeah, fishophobic.
I don't condone humans.
I was kind of shocked at one. Fish people. I was kind of shocked at one.
At one.
Well,
I think you said at one.
No, The Shape of Water, yeah, not the film.
What do you think was going to win?
I was rooting
for... It was the favourite.
I was rooting for Lady Bird. I thought Three Billboards was the favourite. Billboards outside of... Eden,
Shape of Water was the favourite.
Right. I just, for some reason, maybe it was my mum's propaganda because she loved Three Billboards.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of going to win. But Shape of Water, I think is kind of... I mean, I really enjoyed it, but I think it's kind of a weird one for Best Picture.
The Oscars sucks, and here's why. Actors get up there and thank like 50 people for their acting. It's like, you didn't do that huge a job. Why do 50 people need thanks? And it's because it's not because doing that job of acting in the movie was that hard. Don't get me wrong, acting is not easy. I can't do it. I'm not at that level. But I'm like, as far as hard jobs go, it's not working at McDonald's or driving a truck or heart open heart surgery. My point is, the reason they thank so many people is just because you've got to kiss so many asses and like network so much to get into roles often. Not everyone, but some people. And you need so much help and so many lucky breaks that they're like literally just thanking the people who have helped them like luck into this job of getting...
Yeah, they're thanking the people who have helped them.
So anyway, you're watching the show and it's a whole bunch of people that I don't care about thanking people I've never heard of.
Yeah, well, you don't watch it, mate. It's not for you.
Here's my idea. You get up there, you say your inspirational speech, because I love when they're inspirational and I love when they're political. I'm like, because I quite enjoyed who's the slightly mad lady who...
Frances McDormand.
I liked her. It was a bit cringe when she got all the ladies to stand up, but like also a great cause, so good on her. But so I enjoyed her bit. And I reckon with the thanks, you just like... they don't thank them on stage. They just create like a website, like OscarThanks.com.
Yeah.
And you just list all the people you want to thank on there. And that way you don't forget about anyone either.
I did think, so a lot of the speeches, the recurring joke was because Jimmy Fallon said Kimmel, Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
I'm going to get them mixed up. One of them had
Why is there two guys called Jimmy?
One of them had to go with James or something.
Oh, there's also James Corden.
Yeah, yeah. But like,
how many people called Jim?
They were before him, so he could go with Timothy.
How in the year of Me Too do they not have a woman hosting the show? The Oscars are effed.
Although like every award was announced, like all the minor hosts were essentially
women. The main one.
But what am I saying?
You're saying they ordered a joke based on
Jimmy's. Oh yeah, just about the jet ski. That it'll be like,
oh yeah, I want to get the jet ski.
About because it was the shortest speech, got the jet ski.
Yeah.
I just thought that's not, your speech isn't gonna age well.
Yeah,
because no one's going to know about the jet ski.
Idiots.
And but also, just none of the speeches I thought were that good. I thought best speech was maybe Del Toro. He did like a bit about drawing a line in the sand or something.
Oh no, I hated when he talked about Steven Spielberg. That was real bad.
What did he say about Spielberg?
Oh, he might have done multiple speeches because he won multiple Oscars, right?
Yeah.
At one of the times when I think for Best Director, he goes, Steven Spielberg told me, and I was like, I can't wait to hear what Steven Spielberg told him, and they cut to Steven Spielberg, and he's like, remember that you're part of a legacy. And I was like, oh, get out of here. Great, right. of people who have won the Oscar. Maybe it might have been tied into more, it might have been tied into like of representing South American film or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Oscar moment of all time?
Maybe when Marlon Brando.
Oh, sent up the,
Native American.
Yeah. Up a Native American to receive his award.
Yeah.
On behalf of mistreatment. That was quite a cool moment.
Yeah.
Have you seen, speaking of like crazy political moments from like the 70s and 80s, have you seen when Sinead O'Connor goes on Saturday Night Live? You know, the Nothing Compares to You lady?
Yeah. I have seen it. I can't remember what happened.
She sings a real passionate, I think she first song sings a hit, Nothing Compares to You. Singing song sings a real passionate a cappella. She shaved her head, passionate, like spotlight on her. Rendition of one of her songs calling out the Catholic Church and pulls out a picture of the Pope halfway through and rips it in half. It's dope. And they edited it out for the West Coast viewing because it was so controversial. She's never been on the show since. And I was like, that's the best thing that happened on shitty old Saturday Night Live in their history. That and the time Lana Del Rey did a bad performance. My favorite Oscars moment, have you seen the one where the guy from A Beautiful Life? Oh, you know the crazy Italian guy who gets up on the seats and he dances, he jumps on the seats up to the stage.
Yeah, that is great.
It's crazy.
I agree, that's great. Also,
who risked that? What are the odds of it going wrong?
I can't really remember why, but the Anna Paquin speech is great. Just because she's such a little girl and she's like, I can't really remember why it's funny, but it is, trust me.
It's a big moment for New Zealand as well.
Yeah.
It's like when a guy jumping on the seats though, it like reminds me of when NBA players, I think there must be a rule against it now because no one ever does it. There used to be a time, Michael Jordan kind of started it. They'd jump up on the scorers table to celebrate. Gilbert Arenas, Kobe Bryant, a few players did it.
Yeah.
And I always felt that was dodgy. It was like, you're a 110 kg man.
Yeah.
Like jumping on a scorers table, like, can it hold the weight? Obviously it can, but like, I don't know. Maybe an NBA player could celebrate a goal by like jumping over the seats and kind of that sort of style. It'd be quite amazing going into the fan. NBA players don't go into this crowd enough.
Yeah, well, they get fined.
No, but like in a passionate way for the home fans. Like,
go and high five. Yeah.
Didn't you claim LeBron pushed a referee the other day? And I haven't looked that up. And you're a LeBron hater, so I reckon fake news coming from you.
No, he did. So it was when they were playing, they were losing to the 76ers.
Yeah.
They were upset about it. There was about 15 seconds to go.
Yeah.
They didn't play any defense. So they passed it up the court to Dario Saric, who just drove in and wrecked it.
Yeah.
Unmarked. Jordan Clarkson, who was the first one back, grabbed the ball and chest passed it quite hard into Dario Saric's back as he ran back. And then walk towards him.
Kind of. I get it. No. This is at the see. Already, you've told it wrong.
Why?
This was the last seconds of the game.
I said 15 seconds.
Yeah. So the point being is the reason on Garden because the game was well over. It was a 10-point lead.
Yeah.
So he passed it in because he was pissed off that he dunked it. Something that I do a lot. I enjoy scoring many baskets when the game is already out of reach for the other team, and they get very angry.
There was 15 seconds left.
It's a dick move.
He got very angry.
Rightly so. Well, not rightly so, but like.
And walked towards him yelling. Yeah. The refs kind of came in to intervene.
Yeah.
LeBron came in and walked towards him yelling.
Yeah.
The ref kind of went to intervene and he started pushing. He ripped the ref's arm out of the way and started pushing the ref.
Yeah.
Clarkson got ejected. LeBron got nothing.
Any other player.
I don't even think he got fined.
Any other player and they would be.
But it's crazy.
They would be suspended.
It's crazy how much he complains about the reffing.
Yeah.
And it's like he gets more star treatment than anyone. Him and Harden.
Oh, nah. I do agree that in the past LeBron has got star treatment, but he does seem to be getting it quite rough this year. He takes a lot of contact close to the hoop.
Yeah, but everyone takes... That's how refereeing is done.
Now, do you know who doesn't? James F. and Harden, who just flops in there and flopping all around.
Yeah, I agree that he gets a lot of...
I just think DeRozan for the Raptors, my boy, he gets a lot of star calls as well, I think. Like a lot of ticky-tack fouls. He's a good foul shooter.
But those guys are different.
This is
players.
The lesson we learned, though.
LeBron's a brute strength guy.
Yeah, he powers
up. DeRozan's like a finesse guy.
A little bit. Okay, so no, but here we go. LeBron has spent his whole career being immaculate. He's only been ejected once. I think that was this season, right? Like, he's been immaculate his whole career. He's been a superstar. He probably has a good working relationship with all the refs.
Yeah.
Take note, Boogie Cousin, you dumb F. Take note, J.R. Smith. Take note, like, Draymond Green. Like, everyone hates you. So every game, yeah, if you cross the line a little bit, you're gone. And, like, LeBron has unluckily... through sheer star power and being a nice guy, has earned himself like an amazing reputation, and it works well for him in the playoffs and stuff. And it's like part of the game, I think. So, anyway, you can learn to push a... What we're talking about? Like, you can push a player. You can push a ref. Possibly. Mm. It does seem bad that if they didn't call him out, because normally any other player, if you touch them, even if you're a player with a good reputation, if you're Manu Ginobili, if you shove a ref a bit,
you're
probably going to be in trouble.
Mm. Yeah. Anyway.
My point is, if you're an NBA player and you want to celebrate, go out, hug the fans more often, I reckon. Maybe there's strict rules against it that I don't know about.
Yeah. No, I agree with that. Definitely go out. I reckon Embiid will do it soon.
Yeah.
He'll go out and...
Philly game, go crazy, get raucous with the fans.
I watched the Sixers play today. They beat the Hornets in Charlotte.
Oh my God. Why did you watch that?
The Sixers.
You tell me how busy you are. The Sixers versus the Hornets.
Yeah, but the Sixers, firstly, I think they could do a lot of damage in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Also, they're just like quite a fun team to watch. Firstly, Joel Embiid is quickly becoming one of my favorite players in the league.
Yeah.
Also, Ben Simmons, I was quite negative of him originally just because of his bad AMA questions online where he said that Batman vs. Superman was his favorite thing on Netflix. A film that wasn't...
You're really holding that against him.
A film
him.
That wasn't on Netflix at the time and that was famously not good. But I kind of love watching him play.
Yeah.
He's just so relaxed.
Yeah.
He only scores dunks and he's just so, like, no expression, no emotion... And he
great
does,
passer.
Yeah,
a lot of highlight plays.
Yeah, so many highlight plays.
I reckon he's the best dunker, in-game dunker in the league almost. Like, I reckon if you go in top five dunks in the league, you'd go Giannis jumping over Tim Hardaway Jr. for like that's insane. That's number one by a mile. And then I reckon the next two, like there's a few dunks where he's dunking on Ben Simmons' dunking appeal that are genuinely supreme.
Yeah.
It's not as impressive because he's so, like, Giannis has got the advantage of being, disadvantage of being so tall, but yeah, it's. Is that lightning outside?
Yeah, I saw lightning before, or someone's taking photos. But
seems unlikely.
Ben Simmons missed one shot today, and it was a dunk that he missed.
He does need to shoot some other shots, like, that is a bit weird.
Yeah. No, but
it'd be interesting to see how he gets found out in the playoffs.
So Sam Hinkie. obviously is kind of credited for drafting those guys. But I think whoever's come on since, I don't know who their GM is. Oh, is it Colangelo?
The old, yeah, the old Raptors guys.
But I think he's actually done quite a good job of like just bringing in, they've done that kind of Cleveland strategy of surrounding him with three-point shooters.
Mm.
And I honestly think they're one of the scariest teams in the East, like apart from the kind of top three.
Mm.
I mean, I don't know where they even are currently.
But the rest of the East is garbage.
Anyway. JJ Redick, and they recently got, I think, Bellinelli and Ersan Ilyasova. Like, they're just... And Covington is a dangerous three-point shooter.
Yeah.
And then with Embiid, who can shoot, and then Ben Simmons, who can just dribble in and dunk it or find one of them, like, I think they could be so dangerous.
Yeah, I believe it when I see it, just because when you're so inexperienced, you normally just struggle in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I'm really interested to see Ben Simmons when the defense is just like, I mean, they're already scouted for him, but like, when they're just targeting the fact that he just can't shoot at all. I'm haunted by, as I've mentioned this before, but going to Summer League and watching the Lakers fans heckle him as he's standing wide open for three and refusing to shoot it. He hasn't attempted one three now that's not a half-court heave at the end of a quarter.
Yeah, I respect it, man.
No, it's crazy.
I respect it.
Shout out to Ben Simmons. Shout out to Joel Embiid. Keep on improving. You've done a lot of hot takes this podcast that haven't been that hot. You're like, I think...
I'm doing...
76ers could be quite good.
I realized when I said that.
I reckon the Denver Nuggets have potential.
I'm bloody Magic Johnson.
It's more of a criticism to say I don't think the Nuggets have much potential. I'm against them.
I like Gary Harris big time.
I rate the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, they're good as well. They're good as well.
You know, I'm just saying a lot of people are rating Gary Harris, but yeah.
I've tried to trade for him so hard in fantasy, man.
Well, maybe it's a sign of a young, experienced team that they can't win away from home. That's the Wolves. That's the Nuggets. Anyway,
what if?
What?
Because that
you sound quite excited to say this.
What if?
Yeah.
Because everyone thinks of the altitude as being an advantage at home.
Mm.
But what if low altitude on the road is a disadvantage because they're so used to playing at high altitude?
They're going under the roads. Yeah, I don't think that's.
I think there's something in there.
Okay, we're going to wrap up the podcast now. Thank you so much. What?
I'm going to do an investigation this week.
I
into
bet
past
you won't.
Denver teams on the road.
This is a thank you so much for listening to Advanced Analytics. That was a Oscars special. I've been Guy Williams.
And I've been Paul Williams.
It's very late. Tired. It's very late. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Right.